Yo, what's up, everyone? Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're on a runaway roller coaster of emotions? One minute you're soaring high with joy, the next you're plummeting into despair, all without even knowing why. Well, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the fascinating world of thoughts and emotions, those powerful forces that shape our experiences, our relationships, and ultimately who we are. See, understanding your thoughts and emotions isn't just some esoteric self-help jargon. It's the key to unlocking true inner peace, building stronger connections with others, and achieving your full potential. Think about it. If you can learn to read the signals your mind and body are sending, you can navigate life's ups and downs with more clarity, confidence, and resilience. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will empower you to become a master of your own emotional landscape. 1. Thoughts are not facts. This is huge. You know that feeling when your mind starts spinning with negative thoughts? I'm not good enough. This is always happening to me. I'll never succeed. It feels real, right? But remember, those are just thoughts, fleeting mental events, not objective realities. They don't define you, and they definitely don't have to dictate your actions. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a TV screen, constantly bombarded with incoming signals. Some are positive, some negative, but none of them are inherently true unless you choose to believe them. So, when those negative thoughts creep in, challenge them. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? What would I say to a friend who was thinking this way? 2. Emotions are your compass. Ever felt a knot in your stomach before an important presentation? Or that rush of excitement before a concert you've been waiting for? Emotions are powerful indicators guiding you through life's journey. They tell you what matters to you, what feels right, and where your priorities should lie. Instead of suppressing or ignoring your emotions, try acknowledging and embracing them. Take a moment to identify the feeling, understand its source, and ask yourself, what can I learn from this emotion? 3. Mindfulness is your superpower. You know how people say, be present? It sounds cliche, but it's actually the key to mastering your thoughts and emotions. Mindfulness involves paying attention to the current moment without judgment, simply observing your thoughts, feelings, and sensations as they arise. Think of it like training your mind to be a peaceful observer rather than an emotional reactor. You can practice mindfulness through meditation, deep breathing exercises, or even just taking a few moments each day to appreciate the beauty around you. The more you practice, the better equipped you'll be to navigate challenging situations with grace and clarity. 4. Words have power. Ever notice how certain phrases can instantly lift your spirits or make you feel down? Words are powerful tools that shape our thoughts and emotions. Be mindful of the language you use, both towards yourself and others. Choose words that uplift, inspire, and empower, rather than tear down and discourage. When you catch yourself engaging in negative self-talk, consciously replace those thoughts with positive affirmations. You wouldn't say harsh things to a friend, so treat yourself with the same kindness and respect. 5. Seek support when you need it. Remember, you don't have to go through this journey alone. If you're struggling with your thoughts or emotions, reach out for support. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, join a support group, or seek professional guidance from a therapist or counselor. There's no shame in asking for help. It takes strength and courage to prioritize your well-being. Let me tell you a quick story about this. Remember that feeling of crippling self-doubt before a big presentation? Yeah, I've been there. My palms would sweat, my heart would race, and those negative thoughts would start swirling like a tornado in my head. But then I realized I had a choice. I could either let those thoughts control me or I could choose to silence them with positive affirmations and focus on the message I wanted to deliver. So I started practicing visualization techniques, reminding myself of past successes, and focusing on the value I was bringing to the room. Guess what? That presentation became one of my best yet. So, remember, you have the power to rewrite your story. By understanding your thoughts and emotions, you can become the author of a life filled with purpose, passion, and genuine happiness. Now, go out there and rock your day. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these insights, and leave a review if you found it helpful. See ya in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.